WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
I have never seen a bigger, like, pick-me, attention-seeking thing quite like this. This is such a ploy to get people to look
100%.
At him. And you're like, oh, well, I just want to focus on football. Yeah, man, because a virtual version of yourself, which no one is going to play because Quinn Ewers is still at Texas, okay? Yeah, ain't nobody playing with you as a backup QB, little bro. I'm sorry, okay? Nobody's doing that.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, nobody cares. And you know what? If you want to be known as QB number 10, okay, that's your own prerogative. And when you're the only one who does that, okay, you just look like a clown. Like,
you just look
you think that you're worth more than $600 and a free copy of the game? Yeah, maybe your NIL evaluation is more than that, okay?
Yeah,
right.
I mean, you literally get paid millions just to ride on the bench, okay?
Yeah.
Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
But the fact that you can't even, most of these guys say, it's not even about the money. I get to be featured in a game that I grew up loving. This is a pinnacle achievement for a lot of these players. The fact that they get to be immortalized in a video game.
Yeah.
And you can't even be bothered. It is quite literally a free $600 check with a free copy of the game.
Free video game. Yeah.
There's nothing to lose.
It is absolutely zero, nothing to lose.
Yeah.
This is just strictly, I want to look special. I want to be different.
Yeah.
I want to be quirky. Okay?
Yeah. Which I will say is maybe a little bit surprising just because from the Mannings perspective, and I guess they've kind of recently, you know, been able to like market themselves and like kind of in a way their family as like a unit, as something that, you know, you want to include in commercials and things like that. And that stems from them being really good personalities when it comes you know, TV, like the Monday night broadcast and things like that.
The Peyton and Eli broadcast.
And exactly. And they're such, you know, obviously they're adored just figures in the world of football. Peyton Manning, because he's, you know, one of the best quarterbacks of all time. And Eli Manning, I think it's hard for a lot of people to hate because he beat Tom Brady twice.
Right.
And, but yeah, they're such positive figures in the world of football. It's so strange to see something like this, which I feel like it could not have been hard to foresee a negative reaction to Arch Manning declining this. I don't know who his PR people are or whatever that situation is, but how could you not foresee that decision to reflect negatively on Arch Manning?
Well, no. I mean, and by far, like, if the PR person thought that was a good decision, fire him immediately. That is a fireable offense.
Do not find a new PR team. Especially,
team.
Especially in the context of Arch Manning's generation and, the predominant group on social media, you should have seen that coming from a mile away.
Yeah, and then that's why you're getting forever clowned, okay, on all of these social media platforms, because it's stupid, okay?
Yeah,
it's just stupid. And like, and especially the comment of, I want to focus on football.
Come on, man.
Dude.
You're not starting.
I mean,
you can do both.
Dude.
Right, yes.
You could literally have just signed. I'm sure it was an email, like a checkbox.
Yeah,
you could have literally
those online
check the box, okay, and move on with your life.
Yeah.
You don't, out of sight, out of mind. You don't have to think about it anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody is forcing you to play the game.
Not
one is forcing you to be yourself, okay?
Yeah. And honestly, do you think it would have been better if he just declined and just left it there instead of saying,
I want to focus on football?
It would have been, it still would have been dumb, but it would have been slightly better.
Yeah. Because
then you're like, all right, you know, you don't have to say yes. You know,
right.
It's the theory, you reserve the right to not do it. Maybe it's a little lame, but who cares? Because he's not a starting quarterback. But when he adds the extra
focus.
Layer of, I have to focus on football on the field, then all of a sudden it's like, all right, now who do you think you're too good for? Like, you're the backup, man.
Well, that's the thing,
right.
man.
And you're a great player, but.
And also, quite frankly, I've never seen, and this is in no way disrespect towards him as a football player, okay?
Okay.
But, like, I have never seen a guy get so much money and love when I've seen the dude, like, play five snaps, maybe?
Yeah,
I don't even know if the dude is good. I don't even know if he's bad. Like, I don't know if he's good or not. Like, with Bronny, okay, I knew he wasn't going to be like his dad.
Yeah.
I knew
that.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's coming off of, like, the heart thing and everything. I respect that. The brother, there's, like, they're saying, he might transfer. I don't know if that's true or not. Some people saying it's true. Some people are saying it's false. Whatever the case may be, the dude literally averages, like, 6 points a game. On a team that had like a losing record in USC.
USC was not great.
To me, he's getting paid way more than his evaluation, right, than how he actually plays.
Right.
Simply, but he's profiting off of his dad's name, okay? Yeah. I get that, okay? But, you know, it'll probably come down because he didn't play. Like, performance-wise, he's not that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay?
But we put this dude up, Arch Manning, on a pedestal, and we act like this dude is the greatest thing since the Egyptians built the pyramids, okay? and like, for the life of me, I cannot figure out why.
Yeah.
I have a theory. Once Quinn Ewers leaves and Arch Manning is thrust into the spotlight, I would not be surprised if he turns out to be astronomically mid.
Yeah.
It would not surprise me.
There would not Absolutely. Be a more University of Texas Longhorns thing to do than to hype this dude up for 2 years.
That's true.
Him go through this whole saga of, I don't want to be in the video game because I need to focus on football.
Yeah.
And he just turns out to be average.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be mediocre, yeah.
I don't know, man. It's hard to tell. And again, with that name, like, it's the odds of one family having two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I'm not sure if Eli Manning is not inducted yet.
No.
Correct?
Yeah. Should be.
Should be at some
Should
point.
Be. Probably.
Almost every quarterback, sidebar, yeah. almost every quarterback from like that 2004 class should be inducted into that Hall of Fame.
Yeah. That's such an awesome class to, especially
unlike the 2022 class. You guys can go into the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Losers, bro. Okay?
Yes, exactly.
The Hall of Shame, actually. That's what I'm going to call it.
It's funny how easy it is to say that's one of the worst quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I mean, outside...
Without a doubt in my mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Brock Purdy was in that class.
Yes, that was Brock Purdy's class.
He's the only one on his remaining final team.
Final pick of the draft is the quarterback who ended up being the best. And that's its own story, but for no other quarterback to be taken in that draft...
To be on their original team
is unreal. Matt Corral is in the NFL.
Malik Willis is still on his team, but he's stuck as a third stringer.
He's a third stringer now, and every snap that he's played has been a rough look.
Yep.
It's tough, man. And it's really funny to look back at. There's been a quarterback. Maybe it's happening with you could say it's happening with Penix this year, or maybe it ends up happening with McCarthy, but I believe that hype a little bit more. But in a few drafts, there has been, this guy's got a lot of hype. He's probably going to get drafted in the first round. You never know. Like, there were headlines talking about Malik Willis going to the Lions at 2.
Yeah.
In that 2022 draft.
Yeah, and
he was mocked to the Steelers.
Goodness.
Exactly. He was mocked to the Steelers in the
Quite
first
frankly,
round.
Kenny Pickett is better than Malik Willis. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Like,
it's not even close as
an upgrade. And that's saying something. That is
exactly. They are both horrible players.
No, like Kenny Pickett is like, I know you guys at home like can't see this, but I can try
to narrate it as you
okay.
do it.
Okay.
Kenny Pickett is like here.
Okay, his hand's very close to the ground, about a foot off. Probably.
Malik Willis is like in the basement of this building.
In the basement. I don't even know if there is.
It's underground. Okay.
Regardless, he's
6 feet under, probably. Okay.
Right. Oh my.
Kenny Pickett's about a foot off the ground. Malik Willis is, however far it goes down there.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I mean, it's tough to, I don't know. Evaluating quarterbacks is very difficult, but that is a bad class.
That is a bad class.
So bad.
And you know what? Speaking of evaluating quarterbacks, I think it's probably time for a break, but we should talk about the projected quarterback rankings in the upcoming college football game.
Sure, absolutely. That's a great call, Elliot. Well, I guess I almost don't want to outro it now because you said
you know what? No, you're the outro guy. I'm just offering the suggestion.
Okay, yeah. So
think of
what.
It as volleyball. I'm setting it up.
I'm going to spike it right now.
You're going to spike it. Again.
All right. Everybody, thanks so much for listening to the student section. We're going to be back in just a little bit to talk about the foreseen quarterback rankings for College Football 25. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to 90.7 The Capstone. We are now back. We're going to continue our talk about EA College Football 25. I know we're going to talk about our projections, or excuse me, the rumored projections for a lot of the best players in college football going next year. Fellas, we've looked it over a little bit. Are there any surprising ones or favorites that you've seen so far?
you know, I think I'm going to have to dip a little bit into the NIL pool of money that I'm going to get in my dynasty mode.
Okay.
I'm going to have to, you know, throw the old bait and tackle, you know, fishing rod, go shh.
Right.
Okay. You know what, Texas? You can have you can have Isaiah Bond, okay? I really don't care.
Right.
You can have him.
Right.
In return, I will take Quinn Ewers, who is a projected 96. Okay?
96.
And I have a feeling he probably will be one of the highest-rated quarterbacks.
Oh, for sure.
In that game.
No question.
He's got to be.
To some extent. I bet Shedeur Sanders is going to have a weirdly high overall.
Yes. He definitely will, although he probably shouldn't.
Probably.
Yep.
I mean, it should probably be more like an 85.
I think 85 is probably a good place to start, and I would bet that – I think there's a pretty good chance that it improves significantly because what I have seen from Shedeur Sanders, I do believe that he can be a really good quarterback.
It should not be in the 90s, though, to start to
start. No, especially high 90s.
Especially with the way they ended this last season, you can't have it start.
No. So if I told you his projection's a 95, what's your reaction to that?
Too high.
Way too high. You know what? Let's go over – proper or underrated?
Okay.
On these, okay? Yeah, so okay. Shedeur Sanders, I think we're all in agreement. It's overrated.
We're going to say over.
Yeah, for
okay,
sure.
Well, let's
yeah,
go back
sure.
to Quinn Ewers, 96.
I'm going to go proper, maybe a lean to over.
I'm going
to
go proper.
Maybe a little bit of a lean to overrated, but
I'll go proper.
Yeah.
I can see the slightly maybe overrated. Maybe 95 is
96
better.
96 feels steep just because I feel like if you're at 96 over, maybe, you know, my frame of reference isn't the best, but if you're a 96 overall, I feel like, especially with how Texas was in some of those, in towards the end of the season, there was so much left on the table, it felt
but
like.
But he was hurt for some of those
yeah,
games.
He was
that
hurt.
Is true.
Yeah,
he was
that.
Trying to fight that injury off. So maybe that's probably – we did watch him dice up Alabama
in
week three.
Yeah, and I watched him do it whenever he was briefly in a couple years ago, and
right.
I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
Right.
I'm going to say proper.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
proper.
We're all in agreement on
proper.
Okay.
Yep.
Carson Beck, 94.
That's from a production standpoint, I guess you say proper. I think for me personally, I'm going to say over. I think, again, 94 overall. I think you got to be a little – I think you got to elevate that team a little bit more than Carson Beck does to be 94, but –
I'm gonna lean overrated as well. I think Quinn Ewers on Texas elevates Texas more than Carson Beck elevates Georgia.
Absolutely, yeah.
No question. Yeah,
that
I'll
team just doesn't run through him. And that's, I mean, it really does, to be fair. The team does run through him. He has an incredibly important role. But I don't know. I think that team has been held back by a quarterback before, and I don't think that's changed. That's probably my official thoughts.
Yeah, I'll say overrated too.
Yeah.
94
okay.
seems a little too high.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next one. Dylan Gabriel.
94. I don't know. Graham, do you have anything?
probably leaning over. I'd have to say.
Man, we're really hitting the overs on a lot of
these,
man.
I'm close to.
I mean,
I'm
going to
say over for everybody. Then it's
he's got a good arm.
Underrated.
No, I disagree. I disagree on that.
You think
with
proper?
What? I say proper.
No, on Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah,
Dylan Gabriel.
I'm gonna lean over on that one.
Yeah,
I think he actually should be in the 90s.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think he needs to be closer to 90 than he is to 95.
Yeah, I was thinking
maybe 91, 92.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Yeah.
But yeah, okay. Let's go with our own pride and joy. Jalen Milroe, who's projected as a 95. If you want, I can start this one.
Yeah. I think you should. Yeah, you can start it.
Let's go.
Over.
Overrated.
This is over.
Yeah.
This is by far.
Yeah.
I just do not see. This is going to be one of those ones where speed 99, deep throw 99, accuracy 40. Okay. I just don't. I think his passing, not like disabilities, but his lack of passing capability in certain situations, being able to read a defense, pinpoint accuracy is not one of the traits he has, should really knock him down a peg. Okay, this should not be a scenario where it's we give Lamar Jackson a 98 overall, he's got that top speed, he has the top accuracy things. This is not that situation, because he doesn't have that accuracy that Lamar Jackson does in Madden, right? He needs to be – I would actually start him out this season. I'd start him around an 88, 89. I think he should be below a 90 to start the season.
I don't think he should be below 90 to start the season.
Yeah.
I think that's a little – I think that's overkill. This dude was – obviously, maybe – I think your argument maybe stems from the taking every single game that happened last season and molding it into one overall choice. But I think I'm leaning in the direction of – we all know he started slow, but from what I saw from Jalen Milroe –
you're encouraged,
especially at the end of the season. We also have to remember that guy is he's almost always the best athlete on the field.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. And that's
That should be that's such.
He does
a
have the athleticism.
Okay, you know what?
Who you are?
I'll amend my statement.
Okay.
How about 91?
Okay.
Yeah, you can have that
instead of 88, 89, 91. I'll give it a 91.
That's fair enough.
I just think that 95 is too high for the passing deficiencies he has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe we're overstating the passing deficiencies, especially in the context of college football.
I'm just trying to think about the way that they structure ratings. Like when I look at Madden, I can look at a player, I can look at his attributes, and it tells me his deep throw is this, his medium throw is
I'm sure it'll be almost the exact same as
That's what I'm saying. And I just think that the lack of accuracy in certain situations, yes, he's got the speed that's probably gonna be like a 99. He's probably got power is probably a 99 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But is one of them, is it awareness or something like that?
Because
he takes bad sacks, okay?
Yeah.
So I feel like awareness is gonna be low. Some of the accuracy ones will be low.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of depending on how low they pull it.
Right. He's gonna have high end running attributes, undoubtedly. There's
no
getting around that. He probably, probably the best in college football. But I will say that, from a throwing perspective, he greatly improved over
last
season.
Totally agree.
Oh, yeah.
And if you take where he was, if you take the last version of Jalen Milroe that we saw, that guy hit a lot of
How about we take the Georgia version of
Jalen
Milroe?
I like the accuracy on his deep throws.
Yeah, because it'll only improve last season.
Yeah. It improved.
He was hitting him somewhat frequently towards the end of last season.
Yeah.
And that's even a guy like Quinn Ewers, I don't even think Quinn Ewers has significantly better deep accuracy than Jalen Milroe does. Because, one, I think the deep accuracy is largely, I've said this a million times, but it's a lot of it goes to the receiver.
I think it's a difference in style. I think Quinn Ewers very much has that moonshot type of throw where he launches it in the air and it's a giant.
He lets the receiver go fine.
Right. But Milroe is I'm going to throw it on a rope 90 miles an hour. You better catch the fastball in your hand.
On deep balls, I disagree. Every deep ball that he had was a solid arc. I thought it was relatively accurate. And also when it came to deep balls, he wasn't putting the ball in danger very often when it came to the deep ball specifically.
Okay.
He was putting it in a place where if it was a mistake, it was going to be overthrown, which I think for me...
No, that's a better starting, than underthrowing it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So, excuse me. So I personally think I'm okay with the 95. I'm going to call that proper because, again, I think him being the best athlete on the field and his throwing improvements last season should kind of put him in that range. But yeah.
Okay.
I'll go slightly over. I was thinking more 92, 93-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair. Alrighty.
Let's go with a 99 overall. Not a quarterback. But Ollie Gordon.
He's beast, man.
He's great.
Tough to,
he's a really good running back.
Yeah. Guys he's like really that, good. There are – was it – Chuba Hubbard played at Oklahoma State.
Yes.
I believe.
Yep.
And he was just absolutely unreal in college. And frankly, I just love seeing guys like that that have the shiftiness and vision in college to just get around everyone, to just completely outmaneuver people constantly. And it's – pretty fun to watch, especially, and again, the vibe I get of a smaller school guy doing the things that Ollie Gordon does, I think that's I think that probably gets the 99. It's also probably easier to get the 99 as a running back.
I would agree.
I think based on the other
running backs available, definitely. He's the one that's deserving of a 99.
Right.
What about Travis Hunter at a 97?
Overrated.
That's actually wild. You think that's overrated?
I'm gonna say proper, man.
I'm gonna say that's proper,
I'm
dude.
I'm gonna say proper gonna say for Travis over. Hunter, man.
How far over? You said that so quickly with so much conviction.
Because I just remember how they just completely collapsed after like their decent start to the season, and it's like
I remember how the dude plays offense and defensive side of the ball, and not only does
oh my gosh, I was thinking of Shedeur Sanders. Holy cow! No, Travis Hunter. Oh, Travis
Sanders
Hunter
should not be a 97.
You know what, guys? I think it's time for me to announce my retirement. I will bid you all adieu.
Travis,
we already talked about Shedeur Sanders.
Whatever.
That's
anyways,
funny.
Proper, right. Yes.
I guess we're all on the same.
Scratch the last bit of tape there. Yep. You guys didn't hear
post. We'll figure it out.
We'll take it out somehow. Yeah. He'll edit it out somehow.
That's funny, man.
That's my bad.
Yeah.
Definitely going on the low light compilation.
Low light compilation.
Anyway, Harold Perkins, 95.
Proper.
I'd say that's proper.
Proper. Honestly, yeah. If you want to go, if it's any
might be
direction,
slightly under.
I would say if it's any direction, it's under, man.
Yeah.
That guy's a monster. I'm a huge fan of Harold Perkins.
How about a traitor known as Caleb Downs?
Traitor.
At 95.
Accurate.
It's proper. Under.
He's such a good player in the second game.
He is so good.
He is. How about Emeka Egbuka, 94.
I like that. Especially with the guys left in college football, I think he has to be.
I almost think it's slightly under.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, 100%.
I almost think that it should probably maybe be 95.
Yeah.
Maybe 96, if I'm feeling devious.
Do what?
If I'm feeling devious, maybe.
If you're feeling devious in 96, they got to get you in the ratings room.
Yeah, man. Okay.
Yeah, but Ibuka's still good. I mean, it's just that Marvin Harrison drew so much attention and was talked about so much that people just forget about.
And I think I can understand why Ibuka decided to stay one more year because, again, he also played with Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, who was the third for them.
This guy has been behind so many.
And then Marvin Harrison broke out the next season. I get that you want to try to be the focal point of your team.
And he still performed really well. Still had a lot of production.
I think he's a really good player. And again, Ohio State receivers, that's a very high hit rate when it comes to drafting them and their success in the league. But yeah, I don't know. Even then, I mean, I hope Emeka gets his chance because there's still a lot of unbelievable wide receiver prospects waiting in line at Ohio State.
Let's pivot a little bit more to some Alabama players.
Love it.
How about Deontay Lawson? Okay.
Deontay
95.
Lawson. I think he had a strong end to the season.
Yeah.
It's probably over, but not by that much. I would probably say like a 93 for him.
I was going to say slightly over 92. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fair enough. I do think he had an awesome improvement towards it. And I think, honestly, a testament to that overall is what we did when he wasn't on the field. That defense struggled when he was not on the field, and he was a huge addition once he was back.
For sure.
But
they have a couple transfers listed in here, so we're going to have some new faces here.
Yeah.
So, via Washington, Parker Brailsford, offensive line, 95.
Right. He was
solid.
He's a 95. That's what they have him projected as.
Yes.
Wow.
I
honestly didn't know. I mean, the Washington O-line was really good.
Does that seem high? It seems high to me.
It seems high for an offensive lineman that you did not hear much about, but I think the only offensive lineman that you hear about in college football are prospects. You really don't hear about them until they're eligible for the draft.
Okay, well, so here, let me read the 24/7 blurb on why they have it here.
The blurb.
Parker Brailsford could be the first center selected in the 2025 NFL draft and is arguably Alabama's top transfer portal acquisition this cycle.
We've had, like, three?
Yeah, I know. Offensive linemen tend to get lost in video games and aren't necessarily at the center of action, but in case EA Sports decides to incorporate bad snaps for the first time ever, you don't have to worry about the Crimson Tide replacement for Seth McLaughlin, Ohio State transfer here.
That's awesome. I'm glad you read that.
Brailsford is a guaranteed first-round selection next April and should be a star rejoining Kalen DeBoer in Tuscaloosa. I'm actually so enthusiastic that I read that. Might be the funniest thing that I have read today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. I'm really excited about him then. I mean, I guess, and again, I do think my point stands of offensive linemen. If they're not in a draft eligible year, I think some people, I think probably school people or, you know, university people know about their respective offensive linemen, but if it's not draft season, no one's really.
Yeah,
tough to keep track of.
I mean, again, kind of like what they said, it's hard to rate offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
It's hard to gauge, like, what you think their worth would be.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Next one. Justice Haynes.
Right.
93.
Interesting. I think he definitely could be a 93.
He has a potential.
I think he needs to start out. I think we need to start out in the 80s, 88, 89.
I think you go like 80,
89.
He ate 89, yeah. I think we need to start in 80.
And again, I really do. I'm a huge fan of Justice Haynes, and I'm a huge believer in what he's going to do for this team.
But
and
to
I
was, start the season.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's,
and I was ecstatic when he, for the snaps he did come in for us.
Right.
He was always good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's productive.
But, yeah.
I wish they also had Jam Miller in here, too, so I could...
Yeah. Jam Miller, yeah. Get Jam Miller whatever overall he wants.
Okay.
That's my official take.
When do you want to go to break out of curiosity? We can continue this after break.
I was about to outro right now.
Perfect.
We will continue after break.
Uncanny timing.
How about
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We'll be back in a few minutes. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to 90.7 The Capstone. We are the student section, and we are back. We have been ranking our – not ranking, but I guess – what word?
Over, proper, under.
Over, proper, under.
I call it OPU.
OPU.
Or you know what? You know what? We can do PUO, so PUO. We can do OPU. We can do UPO.
UPO.
We can do OPE.
We're gonna,
I like OPE. Over, under, proper?
We're going to roll with OPU, I think, for the sake of me not having to think about it that much for the future. But yeah, we have been OPUing potential ratings for EA College Football 25 players and gone through a lot of the major ones so far, but I'm sure there's a few that you've got stacked up for us, Elliot, to keep going with. And also, I guess, I don't know if I ever – I didn't explain OPUing. We've been doing it already, but
you should probably explain it again.
Yeah, we're getting
properly
ratings.
Rated.
Yeah, exactly. We hear the actual projected rating of the player. I was going to say 1 through 99, but you really don't see that many ones.
I think the lowest up to 99. I think the lowest that you could possibly do is like 40 overall.
40 overall.
There's not going to be that many people that are a 40 overall.
I mean, there can't be that many.
The lowest is probably going to be like 55, and it's probably a long snapper out of like North Dakota State, probably. If we're being honest. Okay,
probably.
So like, no offense to the long snapper from North Dakota State. I'm just spitballing.
Yeah.
Okay, my next person on this list, Jalen Mbakwe, cornerback.
Jalen Mbakwe.
Projected 93.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
based on the hype,
I'm gonna say. I feel like it's easy to say over here, just because he hasn't played a snap of college football.
It's tough. It's tough to choose here.
I mean, yeah,
I would have to go over. I mean, I've never seen the guy playing a college football game before.
Yeah.
So
I think he's a 90 player.
He needs to step up in the 93 role with no Kool-Aid McKinstry and no Terrion Arnold.
Yeah. Okay? He needs to.
Right.
I'm going to say proper out of necessity, okay, because he has to play that well. Yeah.
Proper is to make yourself feel better.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Next one. Transfer from Michigan. Keon Saab, safety.
Okay.
Listed at 93.
This said 93. I mean, it was pretty good defense.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm super familiar with Keon Saab's game.
Do you need me to read the 24/7 blurb for this one?
Please do.
Another major transfer portal addition for the Crimson Tide this cycle, which we've noted there's like three. Keon Saab collected 28 tackles and 2 interceptions last season at Michigan and was penciled in to start to the Wolverine secondary in 2024, even with veterans Rod Moore and Makari Page returning. Saab made 6 tackles in Michigan's national championship win over Washington to lead all DBs and improved down the stretch with more in-game action. There are a ton of instant impact SEC transfers, but getting Saab this late in the spring for Alabama was an absolute home run.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Secondary help, especially
sure.
with the departure of Caleb Downs, who was a key piece in that defense last year. But.
Okay. Speaking of secondary help,
okay,
I have another transfer for you. Damani Jackson, cornerback out of USC.
Interesting.
Okay.
92.
I didn't realize. Okay, so is he transferring to Alabama from USC?
Yes.
Interesting. I don't even think I knew that.
I don't even think I heard of this one either.
I didn't even think you could. I
remember briefly hearing about it. I forgot about
it. This was like, I think, very much. Consider. Let's set the scene real quick, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sitting at the saloon with my boys, and I see a tumbleweed drift across the prairie, okay? That is what I think the news on DeMonte Jackson transferring was in reference to the grand scheme of things, okay?
Okay. Well put.
Thank you. Okay. Do you want me to read the 24/7 blurb on DeMonte Jackson?
Why not?
Okay. It came down to Michigan or Alabama for this former five-star cornerback from USC, and the Crimson Tide won out. Jackson set career best marks in every major statistical category in 2023, seeing action in 11 games and amassing 33 tackles with 3 pass breakups.
There you go.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah. Can't argue that.
Okay. Okay, here's one that we can definitely talk on.
Okay.
Ryan Williams.
Nice.
Okay. 92.
I'm surprised that Ryan Williams is
not
that
low.
Is lower than Mbakwe.
I honestly think, based on the hype, based on how good everyone says this guy is, I am shocked he is not an instant 94 at minimum.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm going to say under.
Yep. Yeah. Me too.
You're saying I'm gonna roll with proper.
It is probably proper. I'm feeling optimistic today.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. You know what? I got another transfer for you. Okay. LT Overton, defensive lineman from Texas A&M.
Right.
Yes.
Projection 91.
He was pretty good.
He was kind of relegated to a backup role, but I think in limited snaps he really was good. I think he was just. He was former five-star.
Yeah, that was the main thing. He was a former five-star.
I think it just didn't work at A&M. A&M has a lot of really good defensive linemen.
Right.
Maybe he gets his time to shine.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm probably going to say... you know what? I'm going to say proper lean to over simply because he was relegated to a backup role as a five-star.
Yeah.
To me, that kind of screams like... I'm not really sold on this guy, you know?
Yeah.
No, you're probably right.
And A&M's defense was good. I'm not going to discredit as much as I may dislike Texas A&M and their football program.
Is he more of an interior guy or an edge?
I want to say that he is an interior.
Okay. Or maybe he could be like a mix.
You know what?
Like
let me. He might be a tweener, and maybe that's what the problem is.
Maybe he just didn't have a great role.
Well, when I think of tweeners, I think of actually someone that the Steelers drafted, DeMarvin Leal. Very good player, but he's a tweener. Really hasn't found his footing with the Steelers. He's considered a trade candidate simply due to that fact. Right. I wonder if he is suffering from the same kind of fate, except it's in college instead of actually being in the NFL. I'm trying to figure out what his official position is on this. Because they just keep telling me defensive lineman.
Yeah, I mean, that could very well be a official position.
As a sophomore, played defensive end.
Okay.
No, wait. As a sophomore, is this in high school? Is this like his high school background? Because he said he also played tight end. And I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
Maybe he came in for like a snap.
Making start at that... He reclassified. Okay, that was from his high school. Okay, let me see what it says in his freshman. Yeah.
I bet he was a freak of a tight end.
No, he said he played defensive end, defensive tackle, and tight end.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It said that he played in all 12 games, making the start at defensive end against New Mexico. Mm. I'm going to assume, based on that sentence and whatever else they're saying, probably a defensive end.
Yeah. Right.
If that's where he's starting against New Mexico, unless they felt that just against New Mexico, that's where he needed to be.
Right.
That might be I might be spitballing, but we're just going to roll with that.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Kendrick Law. 90. Strictly on speed alone. I mean, this is really what it comes down to.
Right.
I think it might probably a little over.
Yeah.
Maybe needs to be closer to 88.
Yeah, I would say over. I would say
this is strictly on speed, right?
Yeah, and again, not by.
He's a gadget
much.
Player.
Yeah,
I've
never seen a gadget player get this much.
I mean, it's been such a long time, so maybe they're. Well, I guess these are coming from 24/7, but are they coming in a context of this is what we've heard the ratings are going to be, or this is what we are projecting?
That is what I think. It's like what they're projecting / rumor mill.
Yeah, a little bit about.
Okay,
I guess I don't know. It's been a long time since a college football game has existed, so maybe just the rating system is just, again, entirely different from the context that we're using, which is likely NFL.
Madden.
Or Madden, excuse me. And I think the transition from college football to NFL is probably, you know,
for sure,
probably steeper.
For sure.
But that's still a pretty darn steep climb for Ryan Williams coming in at 92 and Mbakwe at 93. That's, I don't know, that feels just too good to be true.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. It's one of those things, like,
yeah,
I just don't know what they're doing, like, with their thing. Okay, I have a couple more as we kind of head the end of this show.
Yeah, let's get before we get out of here.
Non-Alabama players now.
Okay.
Jalen Daniels, okay? Not the future Washington Commander, okay? I'm talking about... I'm talking about Jalen Daniels from Kansas. You heard me right, the Kansas Jayhawks.
Not Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. I just had to make sure that the people back home were aware. Yep. You know, 94 for the quarterback from Kansas.
I like that. Yeah. I'm gonna say proper. I think he's a great player.
Yeah.
He's
agree.
He's good.
Really good.
Go that proper.
Yeah. His only main thing drawing him back is injury stuff.
Do you think that he takes a hit in that regard just because he?
I would be surprised if that's a significant dampening to your
rating, especially for a video game. Over.
Yeah, he's also played a solid amount of snaps in college either way.
Right.
So I feel like it probably doesn't take away.
Okay. And I think this will be a fun one to end on because I'm just throwing this one at the wall just to see what sticks because I kind of ran out of players.
Okay.
I thought I had more on the list.
Honestly, I'm surprised there was that many.
I have more. I'm now getting this from the Florida Gators sources. Okay?
Oh, boy.
So we're going to go with quarterback Graham Mertz. Okay.
Graham Mertz.
Okay.
First, before we get into this, what do you think they have his projected rating listed as?
Oh my gosh. And this is for
don't say anything above 88, man.
It looks like
do they have it at like 90 or 91?
I'm gonna say 87. That's my guess.
What's your guess?
90.
Tanner Thompson, you have won the lottery. Okay. It's an 87.
Let's
okay,
go. Come on.
I'm glad I'm wrong because if it was 90, that'd be ridiculous.
So, is that over, under, or properly rated?
You know what?
I mean. Again, it's so hard for me to not compare this to Madden, but I don't know.
Dude, that's crazy. That's actually crazy. To think, if it's anywhere compared to Madden, all of these dudes are over. not even close.
I mean, I would love to see, like...
70 overall quarterbacks?
Exactly. I'm curious what it would look like translating someone's college football stats to Madden. If there was some way that could be figured out.
How about you drop it by 20 and then maybe add one?
Drop it by 20 and maybe add one. And also, like, the peak can't be the same.
No.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if you're a 99 in college, like
you're definitely
that
at best an 88 or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like the peak can't even get close. But I don't know.
So is that over, under, or proper?
I'm gonna be a safe bet of over.
I'm gonna go over.
I'm gonna go with the minus 1 billion odds of overrated.
1 billion odds of over.
I've never been impressed with me.
Oh man. Right,
that's a fun one to end on.
This has been fun, man. I'm glad we decided to do an EA college
pretty
football
interesting episode here.
But yeah, we'll be back next week. We'll probably keep gearing towards draft content as it is fast approaching. We got plenty of position rankings.
Sir, 3 weeks from today.
Like 3 weeks from today.
We will be here.
We will be there.
Yes, we will.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yes, we won't be there, but we will be here.
We will not be in Detroit.
We'll be here.
We'll not be in Detroit.
We'll be here, same bat time, same bat channel. Yeah.
Precisely.
In the studio.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you so much for listening, everyone, and have a wonderful week.